All right, everyone. Welcome to Database and Methods, a cyber seminar series hosted by VIREC, the VA Information Resource Center. A huge thank you to CIDR for promoting and providing technical support for this session. Database and Methods is one of VIREC's core cyber seminar series, and it focuses on helping VA researchers access and use VA databases. This slide shows the series schedule for the year. Sessions are held on the first Monday of every month at 1 p.m. Eastern. Most session topics for this series are updated every year. So if you can't wait until June for the 2018 Chart Review Tools presentation, you can view the 2017 version on HSR&D's VIREC Cyber Seminar Archive. More information about this series and other VIREC Cyber Seminars is available on VIREC's website. Once again, a quick reminder to those of you just joining us, if you did register for the session, slides are available to download. This is a screenshot of a sample email you should have received before the session, and in it you'll find the link to download the slides. Today's presentation is all about VA REDCap. The presenter, Bonnie Paris, will be providing an overview of VA REDCap for VA researchers. Bonnie is a data knowledge analyst at the VA Information Resource Center. She provides VA REDCap support and manages several of the data knowledge products here. Thank you for joining us today, Bonnie.
Thank you, Hira, and thank you, Heidi. Today, I will be talking about the VA REDCap system, benefits and limitations of using it for primary data collection, and what you can do in VA REDCap. So, I know a lot of you are very new to VA REDCap and may never have used the system before, but I'll go over and give an overview of what the system is capable of and give some examples of VA REDCap projects, and then I'll talk about the resources that we have available for training and support. So if at any time during this presentation, if you have any questions, please type them in the chat window. And Hira will speak up on your behalf, and we'll also have time at the end for questions. And anything that we're not able to answer during this session, we will follow up with you at a later time. So let me just check for a moment. Are you able to see my screen, Heidi?
No, do not have your slides up right now.
Okay.
You got that box that popped up to show your screen. Perfect. Right
okay.
There. We've got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure. Thank you. So now you should be seeing a slide with a map on it. So let me know if at any time there's an interruption to the display feed. But REDCap stands for Research Electronic Data Capture. It was developed with National Institute of Health funding to support clinical and translational research projects, and Vanderbilt University developed the software, and it's currently used all over the world. And in the VA, our instance of REDCap we refer to as VA REDCap. So as you may know, with the VA, we have a lot more restrictions and things with our computers. And my apologies, I need to restart the Microsoft PowerPoint, so hopefully that will come back soon. But we have to comply with a lot of different regulations. So sometimes when we implement a software, we have more restrictions on the use of the software than you may find at a university or another healthcare providing institution. So VA REDCap similarly has some additional restrictions with it, but the benefits are that it's available for free to all VA employees, including people that have without compensation or walk appointments that are working with the VA for research. It's centrally managed by VIREC and hosted by VINCI. Both VIREC and VINCI are resource centers from the HSR&D, part of the Office of Research and Development. And its purpose is to provide you with a flexible primary data collection tool. So VA RedCap is very easy to get started with. You don't need any programming experience, and there are a number of advanced features that are available. I just want to check in with Heidi or Hira about whether or not you can see my screen right now.
Yep, we can see your screen. Looks good.
Okay. So I just had to restart, so my apologies. So going over to the limitations of VA RedCap is that it's an intranet-only application, which means that you have to be logged into our VA network in order to respond to a survey. So if you've used a RedCap outside of the VA, you may have experience with using public-facing surveys where anybody with the survey link can complete the survey. But one of the limitations that we have with VA RedCap is that you have to be within our VA firewall to complete the survey. We do have a VA RedCap feature presentation coming up on April 26th about using VA RedCap and university RedCaps in research. So we'll discuss the similarities and differences between VA RedCap and typical university RedCaps and some approaches that people have used when they're working on a multi-site study that includes VA sites and non-VA sites using RedCap. And I'll provide some more detailed information about that session when I discuss training sessions later on. Another major limitation of VA RedCap is that it is not approved for storage of personally identifiable information, PII, or protected health information, PHI. If your project uses PII or PHI, you need to work with your local privacy officer and information security officer to develop a solution that addresses security concerns in our current computing environment. So one of the main reasons why we have this limitation is VA RedCap is a centrally provided application. So we need to go through the national approval process for being able to store any sensitive information in the system. So we're currently going through that process, and the system is undergoing evaluation. But as with anything else, unless there is specific approval to store sensitive data, by default, it is not approved. So at this time, VA RedCap is not approved for storing sensitive information. But there are a lot of people who are using the system, and I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get into examples. So VA RedCap was started in 2014 with the beta test, but prior to that, there were several years of identifying needs around primary data collection to support research at the VA. And in 2015, the pilot expanded, and priority was given to query researchers with an approved protocol. In 2016, the pilot expansion continued, and we started granting accounts to anybody that has a VA email address, and our pilot is continuing, and our hope is this year that we'll move from a pilot status to a production status. So in a few short years, we went to having just 30 users during the beta testing to over 2,000 active users today. So now we'll have a poll question so that we can learn a little bit more about you and your interest in primary data collection at the VA. So our first poll question is, I am interested in VA data primarily due to my role as A, a principal investigator or co-PI, B, a research staff person such as a project coordinator, data manager, or programmer, C, clinical staff, D, operations staff, or E, other. And if you select other, please provide a short description using the Q&A chat function to provide a description of the other role.
and responses are coming in. We'll give everyone a few more moments to respond before we close the poll out and go through the results.
Okay, great.
And it looks like we've actually already slowed down, so I'm going to close that out. And what we are seeing is 19% of the audience seeing principal investigator or co-PI, 58% seeing research staff, 5% clinical staff, 11% operations staff, 7% other. And in that other, we have I chair a VIIRB, a clinically active quality improvement nurse, and clinical staff. Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Thank you so much. So we have a good mix of people attending today, heavily weighted towards the research function. The slide that I'm showing now shows our VA Red Cap project growth over the past 3 years. And you can see that the majority of projects relate to research, but we also have a large number of quality improvement projects and operational support projects, as well as some that are classified as other. So the ones that are other can also be a hybrid between the other types as well. So when you create a VA Red Cap project, it asks you what the purpose of the project is, and that's where this data comes from. But it excludes any practice or just-for-fun projects that people use to determine if the system is right for them or just for their own learning. Looking more deeply into the number of research projects, the vast majority relate to a clinical research study or trial. But there's a wide range of different kinds of research supported by VA Red Cap. And these are actual projects at the VA right now that have used VA Red Cap. So although VA Red Cap has a number of limitations, as I discussed earlier, a number of people find it very useful in their research. So one of the things that is an advantage of using VA Red Cap is that it allows you to build online surveys and the databases that the data is collected into very quickly. There are templates of common types of research study designs to get you started. You can copy your projects and share them with others. The structure of your project, you can share that as a file within the VA, but you can also share it with others outside of the VA who may be using a different version of Red Cap. Anytime you use that functionality and you run into problems, we can help you at VIREC at our help desk support function. And you can also save your data collection instruments as a PDF to print so that you have an easy paper backup version to go to. And there are other features that make it easy for you to document your code book for your project. And you can control who has access to your project, what aspects of your project, and what kind of functions they can do within your project. And there's also a very robust change tracking within VA Red Cap. Once you have a project that has been put into production for data collection, every activity that is done that makes a change to your data at that point is tracked and logged. You can export your data to a variety of different data analysis packages, including SAS, DataR, and SPSS, as well as Excel. And there are a number of different ways that you can bring the data out. There's some limited reporting functionality within VA Red Cap, but for a more robust analysis, we recommend using a statistical package. So to set up your project, you basically go through and you set some main project settings. You design your data collection instruments. It's usually a good idea to know what your data collection workflow is and what data you want to collect before working on building your data collection instruments. But you can certainly use VA REDCap to develop your instrument, get feedback from your team, and revise it over time until you're ready for your study to be done and your data collection to begin. There are a number of optional modules and customizations depending on the needs of your data collection project. And again, user rights and permissions. One key step to creating a project, which the system does not force you to do, but I highly encourage people to do, is to test your project thoroughly to make sure that the process that you plan to use to collect the data is working and that the data file that your data collection produces is what you need for the data collection. So you kind of do a trial of putting in some make-believe data. And then once you've tested your project and verified that it is doing what you want it to do, that it is going to bring out the results that you're looking for in terms of the kind of data that you're collecting, then it's time to move your project to production status and start collecting data. Some more advanced features of VA REDCap include longitudinal data collection. So if you have repeating events or data that's being collected at different points in time on the same subject, automated survey invitations, randomization, auto-validation to make sure that the data being collected conforms to a certain pattern, branching logic or skip logic if some questions only apply depending on the value of a previously answered question, what we call piping, which is similar to mail merge, if you're familiar with that in Word, allows you to provide the value of a variable to customize question labels, survey invitation emails, and other areas so that you can customize the text that's displayed to people and prompt them. Additionally, there's an instrument library that REDCap has that is across the entire REDCap system, not just VA REDCap. So if you have an instrument that is very useful and you want to share that out with the rest of the world, there's a library that you can submit to you. There's also a library, that same library that you can draw from. So for example, the Promise instruments from NIH, a lot of those are available in the REDCap instrument library. Now we have another poll question. So poll question number two, right now, how would you rate your knowledge of VA REDCap? From A, no knowledge, the value of one, through E, 5, expert knowledge. There are no right or wrong answers.
We're not going to call on you if you rate yourself a 5. No worries.
Right, yes. We're not going to switch it over from me presenting to a participant presenting. Don't worry about
exactly that. Our responses are coming in. Looks like we're slowing down. I'll give you all just another second or two to respond before I close it out here. Okay, looks like we've come to a stop there, so I'm going to close it out. And we're seeing 46% of the audience saying that they rate themselves at a 1.
Okay.
33% at a 2, 16% at a 3, 5% at a 4, and 1% at a 1. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, great. Thank you, Heidi. I think that's good news because I have targeted this presentation for people that are less familiar with VA REDCap. So for those that are very expert in the system already, I hope there are a few things in this presentation that appeal to you. But it is targeted for people with limited knowledge of VA REDCap. So thank you. And the first example that I will talk about is a clinical demonstration project called the Swallow Strong Project. And this is a project that Dr. Robbins in Madison, Wisconsin began done in 2012, and in 2016 they published some results, and Dr. Puglia suggested that, you know, this is something that could be spread out more widely across the VA. So the Swallow Strong, the Strong stands for strengthening orthopharyngeal clinical demonstration project. So they have a medical device, so that's what that picture is, that they use in therapy. And I'm not a clinical person, so I don't know great details about exactly what goes on with what they're doing. But I do know about the portion that they're using BA REDCap for. So in 2017, they began, Dr. Puglia began multi-site VHA Swallow Strong clinical program. They have 8 sites with 4 study arms. So they're using longitudinal data collection, also collecting data over time. And they're using VA REDCap to support the data collection. And they've had a very positive experience with using VA REDCap, and that it has made being able to manage their project a lot easier. So the user rights features of REDCaps, where you can restrict access based on role, has been very helpful to them. So they have data entry users that can create records, use the calendar, look at what's in the logging record, and the study coordinator has full rights to the project and can make changes to the project design, assign rights to others, export data, delete records if that's needed. And there's also a type of right that's called the data access group, which restricts the ability to see data by site. So people who are assigned to the same data access group in a project can only see data that was entered by other people in their same data access group. So for this project, they define data access groups for each site. Hines VA, which is where I'm located, is one of the sites, and the people on the Hines campus can only see data entered by other people on the Hines campus. The people in the Minneapolis campus can only see data entered by other people at the Minneapolis campus. But it is set up where the study coordinator and the PIs can see all of the data that's in the project. And I also want to emphasize here, I'm going to start going into some screenshots of VA REDCap, just to tell you a little bit of the story about how it's used, but don't feel like you have to understand everything that you see on the screen. And when you do use VA REDCap, we are here to support you, and we can provide you with education and sometimes one-on-one tutorials and consultations to help you get what you need to get done. So the longitudinal data collection screen is where you set up different instruments and assign them to different study arms in different events. And for their project, they have 7 different weeks that they're looking at, and they have different protocols and different protocol instruments are applicable during different weeks. So this is one example, looking at follow-up visits and calls. This is a little bit of a longer list and screenshot showing for Arm 1. They have a baseline visit, and then they have 8 different weeks, and then a final follow-up visit. So they went through, and for each arm, they assigned instruments to events to indicate which forms needed to be completed when. So, for example, the follow-up visit call is done in weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 for Arm 1. So that's that row all the way at the bottom. You can see that the week 1 column, there's a check mark. The week 2 column, there's a check mark, et cetera. So this is a setup when you have a larger project that you're collecting the same data over time. So they have a number of instruments where they have a baseline visit and a final visit where they're collecting certain data at both. There are some instruments where they're just collecting information like on the treatment assignment, which group are they going into is only at the baseline visit. That makes sense. So this helps to limit the number of instruments, and then it ensures that, you know, for example, the respiratory health questionnaire is the same one being used at the baseline visit as being used at the final visit. Then there's another section in VA REDCap that we call the record status dashboard. And this allows you to look at for a particular record. In this example here is record ID 1, what data has been collected. In this particular example, there hasn't been any data collected so far, but it shows an empty circle for the ones that are applicable for this record. So this record is ARM 1, and it has corresponding all those instruments that we saw on the previous screen. So when you go in to enter data, depending on how you have your field set up, will determine how the data is collected. So there is a yes-no field where you have a radio button and you can choose either yes or no. There are free text fields where you can type something in. And this is just fake data that I made up. So there's and you can also have a drop-down list to show different options that you can choose from. And so that will help control the type of data you collect at the end. here you can also have question 18 is an example of a multiple choice. You can check all that apply. And question 19 is an example of a radio button where you can only select one option. So there are also additional field types that I'm not giving examples of, such as a calculated field or a file field that allows you to upload a document. This screen, I realize, is the print is going to be very tiny, so you may not be able to see it, but this is an example of branching logic. So in this particular example, it's asking about honey thick boluses. Did you administer honey consistency trials, yes or no? If you say no, then the next question is about additional boluses. If you say yes, then a lot of questions will appear that ask about that honey consistency trial that was done, and then the additional boluses question will follow. So in a sense, it goes from showing the question, and then if you provide a response where additional questions are applicable, then only after you've provided that response will it display the other questions that are applicable. So it helps to keep your survey looking clean and only show the questions that are applicable to that particular issue or respondent. The second example project that I'm going to go through today is the VA REDCap Help Desk Ticket System, which is actually an operational use of VA REDCap. So we use VA REDCap to help support you in your use of VA REDCap. So a common question that we get is, how do I get a VA REDCap account? So on this slide, we have a hyperlink to our intake form. Again, a VA REDCap is an intranet application, so it's only available when you're within the VA firewall. And if you click that link, it will take you to an intake form that is going to ask you for your VA email address, what you need help with, and just a free text field if you want to add anything else in there. So when you go in, so, for example, we're putting Tim Doe instead of John Doe. If you check the box for creating new VA REDCap accounts, then it will show some additional fields. It will allow you to download a template, and then it will allow you to upload the Excel file, or once you've updated it, listing everybody that you want to add a VA REDCap account for. And then you can add any comments that you want and click the submit button. So we used branching logic here based off of this response. And depending on what you pick, you may see some other options on this form. So if you were to click submit, then we would receive a notification email at the help desk that lets us know that somebody completed the intake form and give us a link to your response to the survey. So this would take us right to the data entry screen for that. So when the support team member using VA REDCap gets into look at the ticket, so say this was completed using that survey link, what we see is actually a little bit different than what shows up on the survey. So we collect some additional information, such as the first method of contact. So if you start with your own ticket, then we mark that as online intake form. If it's something that somebody runs into us in a hallway and asks us a question about REDCap, then we put that in person and we log a ticket later, things like that. So we have some additional information that we collect that people that are using that survey link do not see. And a support team member will then update the ticket information, resolve the customer issue. In some cases, they'll escalate it to me or another subject matter expert and communicate with the customer. We also track the time and activity that we spend on each ticket. And then when we enter a date that the ticket is closed to close out that request, the system will automatically send out a survey invitation to the customer. So when you get a new VA REDCap account, you will receive two notification emails. One is an automated message from the VA REDCap system, and it will have a link to set your new password because you wouldn't have been in the system before. And we will also send you an email message with some additional information about VA REDCap as a welcome message so that that you have that additional information as well. And this screen now is where we track our time that we spend on the ticket. So it's pretty straightforward. We put in our name, the date, number of minutes. Sometimes we include comments. And then we, if we go and close out the ticket by putting in a completion date, so we have another instrument set up as closeout, and the only field on here is the completion date. So once that completion date is put in, then it will send a link to the survey for the person to complete, which is, we're just asking one question about your overall customer service. And then we provide a place for any additional comments. And what we do on the help desk side is we just put in that date that the ticket was resolved, and the VA REDCap system sends out that email notification that's customized to the person. And we did that by using an advanced feature called automated invitations. So in the way bottom right of this screenshot, there's a little box that says automated invitations. If you click on that, it goes up to a menu, and I'm going to go through each step one by one, so I don't feel like you have to read the tiny print on the screen. The first step is to compose a message. So this is the text that gets sent to the person, and you know, we say the VA Information Resource Center, VIREC, recently provided you with information related to VA REDCap. Please take 30 seconds to answer one question and provide any comments about your experience, and so on. And there, one of the things that I like about VA REDCap is that there's help throughout the system. So you'll see a lot of hyperlinks, like here it says how to use piping and the survey invitation. So if you want to include the value of something else, though. So there's help that's built in throughout the system. So the survey invitation that you would receive by email would look a lot like this. And this is similar to how any survey invitation that you send from VA REDCap will look, and it will say, if the link does not work, try copying and pasting in your browser. And this section, the second half of this email is automatically generated by VA REDCap. This first part is what we put in. Step two is to set up conditions for sending the invitation. So there are times when you want to have something sent out in a batch on a certain date, for example, or when something becomes true. So we have this set up when the following logic becomes true, when the completion date is not null. So another way of looking at that is we want it to send out a survey invitation when a completion date has been entered. So the opposite of that is when a completion date is not nothing. And you can also set a delay. So you can say, okay, I want it when those conditions become true, send it out right away, send it out at a certain lapse of time. I only want to send it to these people, but I want to send it at a specific date and time. And step three, you can also set a reminder. So we currently have it set where if somebody does not reply to our request for feedback, the system will automatically send them a reminder invitation one time exactly 7 days later. And then it will leave them alone. And step four is an important step for the automated survey invitations. It's whether or not that is active or not active. So if any time you want to pause that feature, but you don't want to change any of the settings that you set up, you can just click and make it not active. And then you have to save for your changes to take effect. So those are two examples of how VA REDCap is being used for QI to support a clinical demonstration project and also operations to support our VA REDCap support desk. So now we'll talk about some of the training opportunities that we offer. We have periodic feature presentations that we archive for future reference. One example, in the first time that we had a VA REDCap user present, last year Mark Pabst presented on administering veteran surveys using VA REDCap on iPad minis and the experience that they had and what they did to set that up. There's a hyperlink here that will take you to the schedule and the archive where you can see past presentations. Upcoming presentations. On 4/26, I will be presenting with Linda Cook about using VA REDCap and University REDCaps in Research. We also have a number of upcoming presentations about different aspects of using VA REDCap. Also the presentation on May 31st of how to test and troubleshoot your project to avoid problems and the benefits of using production mode. I expect that will be of general interest as well. And we don't require registration to come to a feature presentation. We also archive the sessions so that people can view them later. A lot of times with VA REDCap, people need to know what they need to know to support what they're doing. So we're looking at more and more ways so that the learning can be on demand and driven by what people need to know. But some resources that I recommend for beginners is looking at the VIREC VA REDCap overview page. There's a link here. We're also working on a major update to this page, but it does provide some good information now. But once we have it updated, it will look a little bit different. There's also a help and FAQ or frequently asked questions section within VA REDCap. So if you have a VA REDCap account, you can use this section and you can search it as well. There are also a number of video tutorials, and if you don't have access to VA REDCap yet, you can go to the Vanderbilt University website. There's a link provided on the slide, and that website has all of the same training videos that are available within VA REDCap to watch. Just one caution, whether you're using the help and FAQ or the training videos, there are some functions that are described, such as the REDCap mobile app, that are not available for use at the VA. Also, most instances of REDCap are not installed as intranet applications such as we have. So whenever you see it say internet, think intranet. But if you ever have any questions about what applies or what doesn't apply, please feel free to contact us at the help desk. We offer a weekly question and answer session with the VA REDCap support team, which includes myself but is not limited to me. We offer that every Thursday from 3 to 4 Eastern Time. And the information to dial in is presented here on the slide. We also have a reminder of this up at the top of the login page for VA REDCap. As I said earlier, a lot of times we find that people, people are busy, so not a lot of people have time to learn about something that they may or may not be using. They're really learning on the job under time pressure for a project that they're working on right now. So don't ever hesitate to contact us. You can start your own help desk ticket using that link in that form that I walked you through earlier. You can email us at virecredcapsupport@va.gov. Or if you prefer, you can give us a call. So whatever way works best for you to contact us, we are happy to hear from you and happy to help you. And the next session of the VIREC Database and Methods Cyber Seminar Series is on VA pharmacy data, which will be presented by myself and Dr. Waleed Jalad. That will be on April 2nd at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. So I hope that you're able to join us for that as well. And now I would like to open it up to any questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie. We do have several questions for you from the audience, so I'll just get started and go down the list.
Okay.
Okay. A few of these are related to Vinci and how they work with REDCap. The first one, if hosted by Vinci, I don't understand why PII or PHI cannot be put on it.
Okay, so Vinci is a department, just like VIREC is a department. So Vinci provides the server space and the database administration. And Vinci is part of the process of going through to get approval for sensitive information. So right now VA REDCap is considered by VA's OINT, or the Information Technology Group, to be a pilot application. So we're looking to shift from pilot to production. And there's a process nationally that we have to go through to get evaluated for storing sensitive information. So sometimes people think of the Vinci workspace as Vinci, but the Vinci workspace is just one of the things that Vinci supports, and Vinci supports VA REDCap similar to how they support the Vinci workspace, but they're actually two separate entities, if that makes sense.
Okay. Is it possible to pull information directly from Vinci and put it into this database?
Not directly, but you can use an intermediary. So the Vinci workspace, there's a utility where you can download data from the Vinci workspace and store it on a network drive. RedCap is similar, where you can download and upload from into VA RedCap, but there's not a direct link between the Vinci workspace and VA RedCap. Just also be, you know, cautious that right now VA RedCap is not approved for storage of PHI or PII, so make sure that you're not bringing any sensitive data from the Vinci workspace into VA RedCap.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie. What are some strategies that have been approved by ISOs for storing PHI and PII?
Yeah, and this will vary by location. And so we always refer you back to your local privacy officer for what is considered sensitive information and your local ISO about where to appropriately store any sensitive information, because the infrastructure can vary by site. I have heard of people having a specific network folder with restricted access that was set up by their ISO. Also, when using another system, so, you know, such as, you know, if you're using the Vinci workspace, which has been approved for storing sensitive information, if there's a shared Vinci workspace project that data is stored in. So it's really up to the discretion of the local ISO. And because VA RedCap is a national product, we have a different process that we go through, and we do have an ISO and a PO for VA RedCap. And we're all working through the process of having the system evaluated for storage of sensitive information.
All right, thank you. There are several questions, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to get through all of them. I'll send them to you after the session.
Okay, that works.
Okay, after an instrument has moved to production status, can it then be modified, or does one have to completely start over creating a new tool?
It can be modified. So once your project goes from development mode to production mode in VA RedCap, VA RedCap turns on a number of features designed to help protect your data. So you can still make changes on what's called a draft mode, where it's kind of a sandbox. But then to have those changes take effect when your project's in production, then you submit those changes for review. And the system will do an evaluation to see if there's any possible risk to data that's already been collected in your project. So if you're adding, you know, say you add 5 new instruments with 200 new variables, that those changes will be approved automatically because there's no risk to data that's already been collected. However, if you're submitting a change to a drop-down field, and you've made some changes to the options in the drop-down list, and there was one field where data was collected in that drop-down field, it may go to a system administrator for review. So that includes myself at the VIREC RedCap Support Help Desk. And what we would do then is we would look at it, and sometimes it's, you know, somebody just corrected a typo, and we will, you know, notice that as a human and approve it. Other times it looks like maybe there's going to be an actual change to the data that's already been collected, in which case we'll send you an email that says, hey, this change that you requested risks changing the meaning of the data that you've already collected. How would you like to proceed? But you can always make changes to your project after it's in production. And if you need to make some more extreme changes to your project, so you need to turn on or off one of those basic settings that you figure out at the beginning of a project, you can contact us at the help desk and we can actually put the project back into a development status for you or, you know, work with you on whatever the best alternative is for that. But you don't have to ever start from scratch.
Good. All right. This next question refers to the instrument library. Is there a validation process? Is there an update process? And is there, like, documentation about the source and permissions?
Yes. So all of those things. So there's a process. There's an international REDCap consortium, and there's a process to submit instruments to their instrument library. And there's a volunteer education team that looks at that. And some of the instruments that are in the library have been validated by the REDCap consortium's education team, and they'll have, I think it's a little yellow star by them. There's an indication in the system that it's a validated tool. And then there are other tools that aren't validated. But when you have an instrument that's, whether you're using an instrument from the library or whether you're submitting an instrument to the library, you can define conditions to use. So there's a kind of a disclaimer that you accept when you bring in an instrument from the library. But if you have any questions about that, we can help you with that. If you have an instrument that you've developed at the VA that you think would be useful for others, we can also help you with the process to get that submitted into the broader REDCap instrument library.
All right, next question. Is VA REDCap a free resource? Is the software stored on Vinci or is it an application that we're supposed to download?
Okay, so when you're using VA REDCap, you're accessing it through your web browser. So the REDCap software, one person described it as free as in puppy, not free as in beer, that it takes care and tending over time to sustain the system. So we currently don't have any charges to users of the system. It's possible that could change in the future. But right now, VA REDCap is supported centrally by Office of Research and Development. And again, Vinci and BIREC are both under that umbrella. And I look at it as a utility that's provided to researchers at the VA. And it can certainly be used for QI projects that are not research related, as well as query projects that are QI projects that are research related, as well as operations projects as well. But depending on the purpose of your project and how you're using the system will determine who you need to check with for approval of how you're using it, et cetera.
Okay, this next question. Does REDCap allow for delay in going live with instrument edits to allow us to work on project modifications without launching while we are waiting for IRB approval?
Yes. So that would be the draft mode. So if you have a project that is already in production and you're collecting data, and you want to make a change to your data collection protocol, and you want to get those changes ready, but you don't want to implement those changes until you have approval from the IRB for the changes. And in that case, you would have a project that was in production. You would use the draft mode to make the changes and draft the changes, but you wouldn't submit the changes for review to get them put through to the live data collection tools until after you have that IRB approval. If you're developing your project and you haven't started data collection yet, you can just leave it in the development mode until you have your IRB approval, and in which case then you would move it to production, get your test data cleaned out, and then go from there. So I hope that was helpful.
All right. Besides REDCap being only accessible behind the VA firewall and the PHI PII restrictions, are there any other restrictions in the VA's version of REDCap?
So some restrictions that we have, it's more that we're using the base software as it's been designed and issued by Vanderbilt. So the RegCap software is written as open source, so it's written in a way that's modifiable. But we don't permit any modifications to the system. So there are some bells and whistles that other people have developed, code, computer code, and programming that changes the functionality of the system or, you know, adds new features. But we don't allow any of those within our environment, so we don't have those. The other thing that's a limitation, which goes along with the being an intranet-only application. So in addition to that, meaning that not everybody with a survey link for VA RedCap could respond to it, because to be able to respond to the survey, you have to be on our intranet. We also don't have connections between VA RedCap and the outside world. So there are some instrument sets, such as the PROMIS instruments from NIH, that there's a collaborative that provides some online scoring of the instruments, but it requires sending the data from a RedCap system to a website and having the website send the score back. Those types of things do not work with VA RedCap because we don't allow communication with an outside system. However, you could build in the scoring as a calculated field, so you can still have scoring done. It just can't be done on an non-VA site, if that makes sense.
All right. Thanks, Bonnie. I think we might have time for just a couple more questions.
Okay.
All right. If we're entering data into VA RedCap and you notice you've made a mistake in the answer selections, can you go back and change the answer once the project is in production mode?
Yes. So if you've made an error in a field that you've built, and you need to go change it, that can be changed in production mode. And anytime you have a question of that, and a lot of times if there's an error in a data collection instrument, especially if it's a project in production, many times there's some panic associated with that urgent need for change. And we're very sensitive to that. So if you're in a situation like that, you can always contact us for one-on-one help as well.
All right. Last question. Can VA RedCap be used on a VA laptop or VA iPad if the device is under the VA firewall, or is the system limited to only online?
It is only online, so it's an intranet application. So it can be used on a VA laptop or a VA iPad, but the laptop or iPad needs to also be connected to the VA network. So whether it's connected through VA Wi-Fi or whether it's connected through an actual physical cord, but again, it depends on your location within the VA, and even on the same campus, like it might be, you know, a Wi-Fi signal might work in one hallway but not another hallway, so you just really locally need to work with your ISO to figure that out. But I'm also happy to talk to any ISOs that have questions about VA RedCap and how it works.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie. That's all the time I think we have for right now. I'll send you all the rest of the questions that were not answered during the presentation. To the audience, if you know your questions were not addressed, you can contact Bonnie at the VA RedCap Support Help Desk. As Bonnie mentioned, you can tune in for the next session in BIREC's Database Methods Cyber Seminar Series on Monday, April 2nd. Bonnie will be co-presenting the session with Dr. Willie Jalad, and they will talk about VA pharmacy data. Thank you so much for attending.